What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast episode. And today, we're back for episode 16 of this podcast. And to let you guys know, this is a 20-episode season, so four episodes from now will be the season finale, and 5 episodes from now will be season number 2 in the NHL and USHL podcast. First of all, I want to say I will be talking about the USHL more closer to the season if some big trade happens or something. But during the USHL offseason, there is not much going on, really, compared to the NHL. That being the next point, Monday, I will do my way too early USHL season predictions, standings, and postseason predictions on Monday, way too early. Okay, let's go. Right now, we're going to do my final NHL mock draft. I've been telling you guys I'm going to do this today. I'm doing it right now. Let's get into it. I'm on the website called NHLIntroDraft.com. I'm drafting for every single team in the first round. Who's going to go down the first line? First overall, San Jose Sharks. I have the San Jose Sharks picking up Macklin Celebrini out of Boston College. I think it's pretty fair to say that. I mean, he's pretty consensus first overall. He is the most well-rounded player. He is about A grade in every single stat, basically. He's a 200-foot player that can play great defense, great in the neutral zone, and great offensive zone. Great playmaking, great IQ, great vision, great passing skills, great handling, fantastic shot, great one-timer, fantastic handles all around, best player in the draft. Next is Chicago Blackhawks. I have them picking Ivan Demidov out of Russia. Some people have him picking Artem Lefkonov, which I could see it happening because that's the biggest need. But Blackhawks in the past have been picking best player available, and the best player available at this point is Ivan Demidov. He is the best playmaker, best pure offensive playmaker in the draft. He has fantastic playmaking IQ, fantastic playmaking, fantastic passing, fantastic vision. He has a pretty good shot as well, but he's able to read the game in a different level. And he's overall fantastic. And his biggest concern was size, but he's grown so drastically over the past like month or two. So I think Blackhawks pick him as the best player available. Next, Anaheim Ducks. I think this is when Artem Lezhinov gets picked. A left-handed defenseman out of Michigan State College. He played for the Green Bay Gamblers of the USHL in their 22-23 season. It's a very wicked shot, but it's not only his shot, it's his it's his IQ of the game and his passing ability, and he can quarterback the power play, and he's, as well as obviously, super, super good shot. He's a very good player. He's a cornerstone defenseman that you can build your team around with great potential. Next, we got the Columbus Blue Jackets. I have Columbus Blue Jackets taking Caden Lindstrom out of Madison Heights Tigers out of the WHL. He is a big-bodied guy with a lot of skill in his tape. He has a fantastic shot with a great passing ability, but he's a big-sized guy, so he's physical, too. And he's going to fit that Columbus Blue Jackets forward core very well with him and Adam Fantilli as your 1-2 punch down the middle of the future. Actually, I think they could put in the same line, but I don't know. They're the both center. I know Adam Fantilli is the center for sure. Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very, very good player. Next. For Montreal Canadiens, let's see here. I'm going to have them taking Anton Chalaev. He is a 6'7 beast. That's very physical, very great defender. If he can get better skating and better overall offensive presence, especially with that skating, I think he could be very, very skilled, just like Victor Hedman of the Tampa Bay Lightning, especially a couple years back when he was a lot better, but he's still very good. Now, because we got the Utah Hockey Club, I'm going to have them picking Zane Parayka. He's 6 feet, 170 pounds, out of the Saginaw Spirit, out of the OHL. He is the best offensive defenseman in this draft, one of the best offensive defensemen that we've seen in a long time coming out of the OHL. He's so fantastic. And if you want a superstar to put butts in seats for your opening season as a franchise, then Parayko is that guy to draft. Next, we got Ottawa Senators. I'm having them pick up Sam Dickinson. He's a big body guy that has a great shot as well, but he doesn't have the best skating, and he wants a little bit better offensively overall, but he's very good defensively too. That's why he's dropping, because his offense is not that good, but he can definitely, very good player overall, definitely, 100%. Next, we got the Seattle Kraken, and I'm going to have them taking Berkeley Catton. He is probably the second best playmaker in the draft. He's literally setting records in his league right now. He's such a good points producer. He's second best playmaker in the league, right behind Demidov. He is fantastic shot as well, but absolutely out of the world playmaking IQ. Vision and just fantastic. The only thing that's keeping him from not going higher, his defense is a little bit slacking, and the big thing that's keeping him from going higher is his size. He is an undersized forward. If he can get bigger and stronger, I don't see why he can't be one of the best in the league in the future. Next, we got the Calgary Flames taking him to Teej and Ginla. If you don't know, Jarome Ginla is a Hockey Hall of Famer. He played for the Flames, and this is his son, Teej Ginla. It just makes perfect sense. He's super skilled. He's a big body. He's a great shot, great playmaking IQ, good in the power play. He fits very well in Calgary, and it just makes sense, right? It makes sense. Next, we got the New Jersey Devils. Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to have them taking Zeev Bayom, honestly, out of University of Denver in the NCAA. He's very good defenseman. I don't know all that much about him, honestly, but I know he's a very good player. I know that much. Got the Buffalo Sabres. I'm having them take Konsta Hellenius out of Jukurit in the League. Konsta Hellenius is a very good playmaker. He's very good. He's bit of size on him too, but very, very good. Next, the Flyers. Michael Nygaard, Brunseg. I have him going to the Flyers. He's very good too. I don't really know all that much about the rest of these players throughout the draft, but I do know some of them. Minnesota Wild is up next. I am going to have them take Cole Eiserman, honestly. Cole Eiserman probably is the best shot in the draft. Best overall offensive presence, but his defense is severely lacking, and his size as well. If he can get his, and he throughout the season, especially the second half of the season, his defense is getting a lot better. So he has a super high ceiling. He could be one of the best in the league in the future. But most people don't want to take a chance on him because of his size and his lack of defense and his lack of will to play defense. Okay, yeah. Next, the Sharks. I'm thinking Igor Shinuryshov. Yeah, I don't know how to say that for sure, but he's a 6'2", 192-pound player. He's very good offensively and super good defensively as well. I really like his play. Next, Detroit Red Wings. I'm going to have them taking Beckett Seneca out of the Oshawa Generals, out of the OHL. 6'2", 281-pounds. He is physical, so he can drive the net, but he's a good goal scorer too. He's very good 200-foot player. He's very, very good. Next, St. Louis Blues taking Trevor Conley out of the Tri-City Storm of the USHL. He is 6'1", 161-pounds. He is very, very skilled. He's a good shot. He's a very good playmaker. I know this because he played in the USHL, and I follow the USHL, so I can give you a little bit more descriptive. I know he pulled off the Michigan this year. He's very skilled, very good puck handling, very fantastic playmaker, one of the best in the USHL this year. He always progresses to the next level, up and up, throughout these couple years in the USHL. Very good shot as well, very good team player. He's a very nice and fun player to watch, for sure. Um, Okay, next up is the Capitals. I'm going to have them taking Carter Yamachuk of the Calgary Hitmen of the WHL. He's 6'2", 194 pounds. He's big body too, but he's not super big, but he has a good goal scoring ability, and he's very good defensively as well. Next is the Blackhawks, his low second first round pick. I'm going to have them taking Adam Juracek, the HC Plzeň of the Czechia. 6'2", 168 pound, pretty decent size defensively. He's very good offensively. So, yeah. Next is Vegas. I'm going to have them taking Satan Solberg, defenseman, out of the CHL. Very good defense. I don't know much about him, honestly. Next, New York Islanders taking Nikita Artemyev. I don't know much about him neither, honestly. I don't know much about the rest of these players. Besides, like, Sasha Bravair is down here. I know Maverick Gridden's down here. Michael Higgs down here. I know those guys. They play for the USHL. Cole Hudson, I know him, too, because he played for the USHL. But anyways, continuing on. Emil Hemberg is going, Hemming is going to the Kings, in my opinion. Liam Greentree is going to the Preds. Lucas Pedersen's going to the Leafs. EJ Emery, I think, is going to the Avalanche. I know much. He's a big defenseman who can lay the body, but he's not the most offensive skilled player, but he can put the puck in the net if he needs to. Very good overall. Bruins, I have Matt Ray Sheeran going there. Montreal Canadiens, Sasha Bravair going there. Okay, this is the USHL player. He played for the Muskegon Lumberjacks for the past 2 years. Very skilled player, has a wicked shot, very good positionally, knows where he needs to be, hard worker. Often up on the ice every single shift. He definitely knows how to move the puck. Very skilled playmaker. Very good points getter. Top of the league all year for USHL for points. I'm on track getting him. Next, I have Carolina getting Linus Erickson. I have Calgary Flames get Maverick Gooden and Chuck Hollis is playing him. He has a fantastic shot as well because he also played for Muskegon this past year. Maverick Gooden has a fantastic shot. Definitely a goal scorer, but he also can dish a lot of assists. Good positionally sound, very hard worker, physical game, very good playmaker, somebody you don't want to see on the ice, definitely somebody you want to face. Next, I have Dallas Stars picking up Michael Haig out of the Chicago Steel of the USHL. He played there for the past 2 years. Michael Haig. So he was injured for most of the year, but second half of the year he went off. He was one of the best players in the USHL for the second half of the year. Probably the best, honestly. One of them, definitely, for sure. Very, very skilled, playmaker that's a great shot, great on the power play, great puck moving forward, knows what it takes to get it done. Overall, fantastic player to watch and to see develop in the USHL. Next, we got 30th overall selection from the New York Rangers. I have them picking Teddy Stiga out of Boston College, NCAA. He used to play for the Team USA development, National Team Development Program last year for the USHL. He is very, very good. Teddy Stiga is very good. He's pretty good offensively. He's very good defensively, too. Next, we got Ryder Ritchie going to the Anaheim Ducks out of Prince Albert Raiders of the WHL. Very good playmaker, very skilled offensively, pretty good defensively as well. Okay, we got the last first-round pick that I'm going to say. We got Jet Lukohunku going to the Flyers. That's it. I did my mock draft. We're going to go over it one last time. First overall, Mac and Salabrini going to the Sharks. Second overall, Ivan Demidov going to the Blackhawks. Third, Artem Lefkov going to the Ducks. Caden Lindstrom going to the Blue Jackets. Anton Salayev going to the Canadiens. Zane Pareka going to the Hockey Club. Sam Dickinson going to the Senators. Berkeley Catton going to the Kraken. TJ Ginla going to the Flames. Eve Byam going to the Devils, Consolini is going to the Sabres, Michael Nygaard, Brenseg going to the Flyers, Cole Eisenman going to the Wild, Igor Trunov going to the Sharks, Ben Senake going to the Red Wings, Trevor Conley going to the Blues, Carter Yimichuk going to the Capitals, Adam Yurechek going to the Blackhawks, Seton Solberg going to the Knight, Nikita Obzhumanov going to the Islanders, Emil Hemberg going to the Kings, Liam Greentree going to the Predators, Lucas Pedersen going to the Maple Leafs, EJ Emery going to the Avalanche, Maverick Shunan going to the Bruins, Tasha Barfair going to the Canadiens, Lucas Erickson going to the Hurricanes, Maverick Gritton going to the Flames, Michael Hay going to the Stars, Teddy Steger going to the Rangers, Ryder Ritchie going to the Ducks, and last but not least, Jet Lukaku going to the Flyers. That's it. That's my final NHL 2024 NHL mock draft. Tomorrow I'm going to go. It's probably going to be a late podcast, but I'm going to have to do it after the draft. But I'm going to go over the NHL first round entirely. Peace. See you tomorrow for that podcast. Peace out.